All right, let's dive in. Today, we're going to tackle the Burgers equation. Based on all the research you sent over, might sound kind of like, something you'd find in a physics textbook. And well, yeah, it is. But this equation, it goes way beyond just physics.
Oh, absolutely.
We're talking about like how things grow, how polymers, act, even those cool shockwaves you see in nature, things like that.
The Burgers equation, it really is all about flow at its core. But it has this special thing, this ingredient, a nonlinear term.
Uh-oh, non-linear.
I mean,
Okay.
that makes it act in all sorts of interesting ways.
Okay, I'm all ears. Non-linear, that sounds a bit intimidating. I'm guessing it's not as simple as just watching a river flow, downstream.
Exactly. Yeah. Imagine like pushing a toy boat in a bathtub, right? Usually, if you push twice as hard, it goes twice as fast. That's like linear. But in the world of the Burgers equation, the speed isn't just about how hard you push. The water itself, it affects how the boat moves, creates this feedback loop that can lead to things like shock waves
Shock
forming.
waves, like those things fighter jets make, when they break the sound barrier. Okay, that's already getting my attention. So this research you've been digging into, where does the Burgers equation actually show up in all of this?
Well, this paper by Medina, Hahwa, Kardar, and Zhang, it throws another fascinating element into the mix. They've added randomness, which turns it into the what we call the stochastic Burgers equation.
Randomness. Okay, so we're not just talking about these like smooth, predictable flows anymore, huh? It's getting a bit chaotic.
Exactly. Think of it like this. Instead of a smooth river, imagine throwing a bunch of rocks into the water.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of what this noise does in the equation.
Okay.
It represents those unpredictable things that affect how things move and change.
So like those gusts of wind that come out of nowhere and suddenly like change the direction of rivers flowing. Okay, I'm starting to get the picture.
Precisely. And here's what makes it even more complex, right? This noise, it isn't just totally random. It can have patterns in both space and time.
Okay, so it's not just random. It's like random in specific ways.
Okay.
You can really shake things up.
Okay, so before my brain melts from all this noise, can we take a step back for a second? I need to make sure I understand the basics here. What exactly is this stochastic Burgers equation all about?
Okay, think about something like a sand dune, right? Its height, we'll call it h, changes over time and space, right? The stochastic Burgers equation, it basically explains how that height changes due to various factors. You've got the wind eroding it, kind of like smoothing it out. You've got the wind pushing it forward. And then you've got those random forces like sudden gusts or, uneven erosion. The equation puts all these pieces together and it describes how the dune changes shape over time. Okay, I'm with you. So we can use this equation to understand like how a sand dune might evolve, even with those like unexpected factors thrown in. But why should we care about this? I mean, it's cool and all, but what's the bigger deal with this equation?
Here's where it gets really exciting. It turns out this equation isn't just about sand dunes, right?
Okay.
It's surprisingly useful in all sorts of different fields, way beyond physics.
Wait, really? Like what? Give me an example.
Well, for one, it pops up in the world of what we call interface growth, explaining how surfaces grow and create like intricate patterns. And believe it or not, it even helps us understand directed polymers, which are basically long chains that are trying to find their way through messy, random environments.
Hold on, how can one equation be relevant to all these like seemingly totally unrelated things? It's like some universal code or something?
That's the beauty of it. The stochastic Burgers equation, it captures some basic rules about how systems change when you've got nonlinearity and randomness at play. And these rules apply even if the specifics are totally different. It's like a fundamental blueprint for how complexity kind of unfolds,
Okay, I'm starting to grasp the bigger picture here. So what did these scientists actually discover about the Burgers equation? What were some of the like key takeaways from their research?
One of the most important concepts they explore is scaling. Picture zooming in or out on a photo, right? Sometimes the overall pattern stays the same even though the details change. That's scaling in a nutshell.
Okay.
Really helpful for understanding complex systems. With the Burgers equation, scaling helps us see how things change when we, adjust things like the strength of the randomness you see.
Like how a coastline looks kind of similar whether you're seeing it from a plane or up close on the beach. Same basic shape, just different scales. But how does this scaling idea apply to something like, say, a growing surface?
Imagine frost forming on a window. Zoom in, and you'll see these tiny detailed patterns. Zoom out, and you'll see the entire frost layer spreading. Scaling through the stochastic Burgers equation, it links those different levels of detail, helps us understand how those small-scale interactions create large-scale patterns, you know?
Okay, that's pretty neat. But this research goes even deeper, right? It's not just about scaling in general. It's about how, like, different kinds of randomness affect things. Is that right?
Absolutely. The research, it looks at white noise, which is completely random, like TV static, and noise that has correlations, which means it's random, but it has patterns.
Okay, so not just how strong the randomness is, but also the type of randomness.
They found that these different types of noise can lead to vastly different behaviors in the Burgers equation.
So it's not just how strong the randomness is, it's also about the type of randomness. Mm-hmm. How does that change how the system behaves?
Well, one key finding is that sometimes those correlations in the noise, they can actually become more important than the completely random white noise. This leads to a whole new set of what we call scaling exponents, which are basically numbers that describe how different things, like how rough a surface is or how fast it grows, you know, change with the system size.
So depending on the type of randomness we're dealing with, the system can change in, like, wildly different ways. That's pretty mind-blowing. But this is all getting pretty theoretical. Can you give me a real-world example of how this research applies?
Let's go back to that growing surface example. Think about a process like vapor deposition, which is like creating a thin film on a surface.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out the stochastic Burgers equation, with its non-linear term, can actually describe how that thin film grows.
Whoa, for real?
Mm-hmm.
So this equation can tell us how a thin film will develop, even with all that, like, unpredictable stuff happening during the process.
It can, and what's even more amazing is that the nonlinear part of the equation, that's what leads to those really cool shapes and patterns we see in growing surfaces, you know?
Okay, I need a visual here. What kind of shapes are we talking about?
Think of a surface made up of smooth, curved segments joined at sharp points.
Okay.
Kind of like layers of rock, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Figure 9 in the paper actually shows what this looks like. These shapes, they emerge directly from the nonlinearity in the equation, and you can find them all over in nature, from rock formations to snowdrifts.
Incredible. So this, like, seemingly abstract mathematical equation can predict shapes we see in the real world.
That's right. And it's not just static shapes either. Remember those shock waves we talked about?
Yeah, yeah.
They also pop up in growing surfaces. And again, it's all thanks to that nonlinear term.
So those bumps and ridges on a growing surface, they're like mini shock waves.
Mm.
That's a cool way to think about it.
Exactly. This research helps us understand how those features form from the combination of, you know, smoothing, driving forces, and those random disturbances.
All right, let's shift gears for a second and talk about those directed polymers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around what they are and how they fit into all of this.
Imagine, like, a long, flexible string, right?
Okay.
Trying to find the easiest path through a room full of obstacles.
Mm.
The string can only move in one direction. That's why they're called directed.
So it's like a string being, like, pulled through a cluttered room, always moving forward, but having to, like, weave around things.
Precisely. And those obstacles, they represent the random forces acting on the polymer, right?
Okay.
What's amazing is that the stochastic Burgers equation, it can describe how that polymer's shape changes as it navigates this, you know, random environment.
Hold on. So the same equation that describes growing surfaces can also describe a string moving through a messy room.
Yeah.
How is that even possible?
It all goes back to those fundamental principles we discussed. Both systems involve, like, something evolving in a particular direction, influenced by, you know, smoothing forces, driving forces, and those random bumps along the way.
Right.
The Burgers equation, it captures the core of how those forces interact, regardless of the specific situation.
Okay, starting to click now. But why should we care about these directed polymers? What makes them important in the real world?
Directed polymers, they have implications in all sorts of fields, you know, from material science to biology. They can help us understand things like how polymers act in solutions or how interfaces grow in materials like magnets.
So by understanding how a string moves through a messy room, we can actually learn about how materials behave, like at a microscopic level. That's pretty remarkable.
Exactly. The stochastic Burgers equation, through its connection to directed polymers, it gives us a really powerful tool for studying these phenomena, connecting that microscopic behavior of those polymers to the bigger picture of how materials behave.
This deep dive is truly an eye-opener. We started with a mathematical equation, and now we're talking about thin films, shock waves, strings navigating obstacles, and even magnets. It's incredible how these things are all connected.
That's the amazing thing about physics and math. They allow us to see the underlying connections between, you know, seemingly totally unrelated things. The stochastic Burgers equation is a perfect example of that. A seemingly simple equation that unlocks a world of complexity and reveals these common threads running through these different areas of science, you know?
This has been a mind-blowing journey so far, but I have a feeling there's more to uncover, right? We're not done yet, are we?
You're absolutely right. There's still more to explore in the realm of nonlinear dynamics, and we've only just scratched the surface of how those temporal correlations, you know, those patterns in the randomness over time,
right,
impact the Burgers equation.
I'm all ears. Let's take a moment to process everything we've learned so far, and then we'll dive into those temporal correlations and wrap up this incredible exploration of the Burgers equation and its unexpected applications.
Sounds like a plan. We'll be back in a flash.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Ready to dive into some more of those juicy details about the Burgers equation.
Definitely. Last time, my brain was buzzing with all those connections between this equation and things like, you know, growing surfaces and polymers. Where are we headed next on this deep dive?
Let's explore something called exponent identities. Remember how we talked about those scaling exponents, you know?
Yeah.
Ones that tell us how things change with size. Well, exponent identities are like these little mathematical tricks that connect these different exponents, you see.
So instead of figuring out each exponent separately, we can use these identities to find like shortcuts.
Exactly.
I like the sound of that.
And one of the most interesting identities, it comes from the concept of Galilean invariance.
Now, remind me again, what is Galilean invariance? It rings a bell, but...
Yeah. Think of it this way. If you're on a train moving at a steady speed, the laws of physics work the same, whether the train is standing still or, you know, zipping along.
Right, right.
Right.
Yeah.
That's Galilean invariance in a nutshell.
Right. Like that classic physics example of, like, dropping a ball on a moving train. But how does this tie into the Burgers equation and those exponent identities?
Well, the Burgers equation, at least in its basic form, without those time-based correlations in the noise, it actually follows this Galilean invariance. And that has a direct impact on the scaling exponents.
Intriguing. How does this invariance idea translate into an actual like mathematical relationship between these exponents?
Well, because of this Galilean invariance, we get this special exponent identity, you see. Hmm. The roughness exponent, which we call G, plus the dynamic exponent called Z, it always equals 2. Hmm. This holds true no matter what the specific details of the system are, as long as it follows this Galilean invariance principle.
So G plus Z equals 2. That's a pretty elegant little equation.
It is.
What are the implications of this identity? Does it help us, you know, understand things better?
Absolutely. This identity, it's been confirmed like over and over again in computer simulations.
Yeah.
Which shows just how, you know, solid it is. What it tells us is that if we know one of these exponents, we automatically know the other.
Right.
It simplifies things and it gives us a way to double check our understanding of how the system works.
That's really cool. So this basic physics concept, Galilean invariance, gives us these valuable clues about the behavior of complex systems described by the Burgers equation. I love how this is all coming together. Does this research tell us anything else about how the Burgers equation connects to those real-world examples we were talking about?
Let's revisit those directed polymers. Remember, we visualize them as like strings navigating a messy room, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this research, it digs deeper into how different types of randomness affect those paths, you know?
Right. We discussed the difference between, like, white noise and correlated noise.
Mm-hmm.
How does that play out with these directed polymers?
The type of randomness, it determines how the polymer finds the best path through all the obstacles.
Okay.
Figure 7 in the paper, it illustrates this beautifully.
Right.
Shows how the shape of the optimal paths changes so drastically depending on what kind of randomness is present.
So it's not just about finding a path, it's about finding the most like efficient path, the one that requires the least amount of like energy to weave through those obstacles.
Exactly. And the Burgers equation, with its different noise terms, it allows us to model and predict these optimal paths. It shows us that different, you know, flavors of randomness, they can lead to completely different configurations for the polymer.
Okay, now that is fascinating. And this has implications beyond just like imaginary strings in cluttered rooms,
yeah.
Right? You mentioned applications in like material science.
Precisely. This research, it connects to the study of interfaces, in materials like those found in magnets. These interfaces, they act like boundaries between, you know, different regions within a material, and understanding how they behave is crucial for understanding the material as a whole.
So by understanding how a theoretical string moves through a messy space, we can actually gain insights into how real interfaces like form and evolve within materials. That's a pretty huge leap.
Exactly. The stochastic Burgers equation, through this connection to directed polymers, it gives us this powerful tool to study these phenomena and connect that microscopic behavior of those polymers, you know,
right,
to the bigger picture of how materials behave.
This deep dive is truly an eye-opener. We started with a mathematical equation, and now we're talking about thin films, shockwaves, strings navigating obstacles, and even magnets.
Yeah.
It's incredible how these things are all, like, connected.
That's the amazing thing about physics and math. They allow us to see the underlying connections between, you know, seemingly totally unrelated things. The stochastic Burgers equation is a perfect example of that. A seemingly simple equation that unlocks a world of complexity and reveals these common threads running through these different areas of science, you know?
This has been a mind-blowing journey so far, but I have a feeling there's more to uncover, right? We're not done yet.
You're absolutely right. There's still more to explore in the realm of nonlinear dynamics, and we've only just scratched the surface of how those temporal correlations, you know, those patterns and the randomness over time,
right? Yeah,
impact the Burgers equation.
I'm all ears. let's take a moment to process everything we've learned so far, and then we'll dive into those temporal correlations and wrap up this incredible exploration of the Burgers equation and its unexpected applications.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
We'll be back in a flash.
Okay, we're back for the final part of our deep dive into this stochastic Burgers equation. I gotta say, my mind is still kind of reeling from all the connections we've made, from shock waves to the like microscopic world of materials. It's really incredible what a single equation can reveal about, you know, the world around us.
It really is. And there's one more layer of complexity we haven't really explored yet. The impact of those temporal correlations, you know, those patterns and the randomness over time.
Right. We've been focusing a lot on like the spatial correlations, those patterns in space, like we saw, you know, in Figure 7. What happens when the randomness also has these patterns that change over time?
That's when things get even more, even more intriguing. The research shows that these temporal correlations, they can significantly change how the Burgers equation behaves. It even leads to deviations from that G plus Z equals 2 identity that we discussed earlier.
Wait, so that elegant relationship, it kind of breaks down when we bring time into the picture. Why is that?
Remember our analogy of the moving train?
Yeah.
Galilean invariance. It only works if the laws of physics stay the same, regardless of, you know, constant motion. But when the noise itself is changing over time, it's like the train suddenly, you know, speeding up or slowing down.
Yeah.
Disrupting that invariance.
I see. The randomness isn't like steady anymore, so it messes with that fundamental symmetry.
Yeah.
How does this actually affect the system's behavior?
Well, the research, it reveals different scenarios depending on how strong these temporal correlations are. Sometimes the white noise still dominates, but in other cases, those time-based patterns, they take over.
Yeah.
And we get entirely new scaling exponents.
So it's like this constant battle between the different types of randomness. Sometimes the white noise wins, sometimes the temporal correlations win, and the system kind of responds accordingly.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And what's even more fascinating is that for certain types of temporal correlations, the research predicts a very complex frequency dependence. In the noise, imagine the noise not as a steady hum, but as a like symphony with all these different frequencies interacting, shaping the overall behavior.
Wow, that's a powerful image. So we have to think about like how that noise is distributed across like different frequencies, not just like how strong it is overall.
Absolutely.
Okay, that adds a whole new level of detail.
It means we can't just treat the noise as this constant background anymore. We have to consider its dynamic and ever-changing nature.
We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, from the basics of the stochastic Burgers equation to its surprising applications in different fields like interface growth,
mm-hmm,
and directed polymers. We've seen how, you know, scaling and exponent identities and different types of randomness, they all play a role. Before we wrap up, could you give us a quick recap of the key takeaways from this research?
Well, we began with what seemed like a purely theoretical mathematical equation, and we uncovered its relevance to a whole range of real-world phenomena. We learned that nonlinearity and randomness, they're these key players in shaping how these systems evolve, leading to those intricate patterns and surprising connections that we discussed. Tools like scaling and exponent identities, they give us a powerful way to understand these complex behaviors. But those temporal correlations, they introduce a whole new layer of intricacy, challenging us to think even deeper.
Well said. This deep dive has been a real journey of discovery for me. It's incredible how much, you know, knowledge about the world around us is hidden within this single equation. But before we say goodbye, could you leave our listeners with a final thought to ponder, something to spark their own explorations of this fascinating topic?
Absolutely. We focused on the stochastic Burgers equation, but yeah. But what happens when we delve into even more complex variations? What new insights and applications might emerge as we push the boundaries of nonlinear dynamics and explore the interplay of even more intricate forces? The world of science is full of endless possibilities waiting to be explored.
What a great note to end on. Thank you so much for joining us on this incredible exploration of the stochastic Burgers equation. Until next time, keep those minds curious and never stop exploring.